my mom was a diehard Steelers fan. We watched games together when I was growing up religiously. And, you know, even when I was in college and left, I mean, we'd watch as many games as we possibly could together. We talked Steelers all the time. And it was that Super Bowl against the Seahawks. And that was the first Super Bowl that my mom and I got to watch together and watch them win. And she actually passed away a few months after that. And just to be able to share that with her and have that feeling, you know, it's so funny. People talk about that as one of the most boring Super Bowls they ever saw. But for me, it was just pure magic, not just because it was the Steelers winning, but because, you know, I got to share that with my mom.
How could it be boring with Fast Willie Parker scoring that long touchdown?
I mean, I'm with you. I'm on your side here. I just, you know, it's Seahawks fans who are bitter and blame the refs, and that's everyone else saying it just wasn't entertaining. But I wouldn't, you know, for us, it was one of the greatest things ever.
So you inherited your fandom, I guess.
Sort of. So she grew up in New Jersey and lived for a long time in Philadelphia. And that's where I was actually born. And she was a pretty big Eagles fan, Sixers, Flyers, Phillies. And then we moved together to Pittsburgh in 1980. And she quickly transitioned to becoming a Steelers fan. And for me, I watched her do that. And it was the only thing I ever knew. Like, Pittsburgh was the first city that I truly remember. So it was her obsession with football. She had a bookie. She bet a lot. I hope I'm not going to taint her legacy when I say that. So her life was football every Sunday. And being in Pittsburgh and, you know, sharing that with her, we kind of became fans together, which was really cool.
All right. Did she ever bet against the Steelers? Come on.
She says she didn't. I didn't always get to see her notes that she would write out and fax to her bookie, which was like a really strange way of doing things. She says she would never bet against the Steelers, but I'm not. I mean, she would do parlays and stuff like that, and I can't imagine her not at some point. You know, if the Steelers were like 16-point favorites and she wasn't convinced they were actually going to win that big, she might have.
You have lived in the Philadelphia area, Boston, Baltimore, Washington, now L.A., let's face it, you've had the opportunity to transfer your fandom to the Eagles, the Ravens, the Redskins, the Rams. I can't believe I'm saying this. Even the Patriots? Why haven't you?
Well, you know why I haven't on the last one. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to be nice. It's just never even crossed my mind. I mean, I think the connection is that intense. You know, having spent time in Detroit because my wife's family, having been in Baltimore, I mean, I can't stand Ravens fans, but I admit they're passionate. Boston is a great sports town. L.A. has some flashes of it, but it's not the same as being in a Pittsburgh. So it's not that there aren't other good sports towns out there. It's never even been a temptation. I mean, a lot of people who don't understand sports might think that this is crazy, but it's a huge part of my identity. And I've moved around a ton, but I still think of Pittsburgh as home. I try to get there and go to games, and the magical feeling I get when I drive into the city and see the bridges and then get to Heinz Field or go to PNC, like, it's just, that's when I get chills.
NPR Morning Edition host David Green, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.